Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
As we're spending more time outdoors, there's no drink that I recommend as highly as water. In fact, I'm convinced the next best drink is running miles behind the general health benefits that water alone adds to one's life. But there is one notable caveat. The water has to be pure. Just how pure is the subject of some debate. With many claims like pure, ionized, reverse osmosis filtered, and so many others, it's challenging to know which water to buy. What about municipal sources versus bottled water? Therein lies much controversy. In the past few years, major corporations like Pepsi and Coca-Cola were outed as having little more than municipal water in bottles labeled pure. Meanwhile, consumers were spending billions of dollars annually on that water. Was it worth it? If that wasn't enough, there's been growing concern over the safety of tap water with such contaminants as lead being found in various municipal supplies. Even here, in Washington County, there have been major concerns in the past few decades about industrial waste that seeped into underground water supplies. These concerns have often driven consumers to skip the tap and buy bottled waters instead. 2005 statistics from the FDA showed that Americans consume more than 7.5 million gallons of bottled water, an average of 26 gallons per person. I can't help suspecting that, just a decade later, consumers are drinking even more bottled water. Only carbonated drinks outsell it, and there's no comparison. We need the water a whole lot more than pop. I generally subscribe to the rule of thumb that, although needs certainly vary from person to person, drinking about 1/2 of one's body weight in ounces of water can help keep one well hydrated and free of the various disorders that develop when not having enough water. So, if one were to weigh, for example, 160 pounds, it's good to drink about 80 ounces of water daily. This can be done easily by pre-measuring the water at the beginning of the day, keeping some amount of it conveniently located close by, and sipping throughout the day. Also keep in mind that much of the body's needs for water can be met by eating whole foods such as fruits and vegetables that are rich in water. Waiting for thirst is not such a great idea. There's already some measure of dehydration by the time the thirst is recognized. Being intentional with one's water consumption can help keep the body well nourished and ready for the demands of a healthy life. To a great extent, the choice of bottled water or home filtration systems boils down to convenience and cost. You should know what's in your home's water, and tests are readily available to inform you of that. Knowing that, you can choose the water options that work best for you, and then, bottoms up, here's to your health.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.